For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Finally here, it's curtain up.
Tonight, everyone going out to the theater, going to dinners either under the tent at Fountain Plaza or somewhere. A big, big party on the street afterwards, always a lot of fun.
And something new this year for folks who can't quite handle the big dinner, folks are invited to go over to Expo, that Market Arcade area where there are hot dogs and things like that. So everybody's invited.
You know, I was really kind of tempted to do that other one because that sounded like a very, very good time. I
thought hot dogs and beer and Buffalo, yeah.
I thought, darn, is that where the fun people are going to be? But we'll find out. I'm sure the fun people will be everywhere.
Indeed they will. So lots of shows. Some have already started. We're going to talk about a few of those. Lots more are going to open up tonight and then continue for 2 or 3 weeks.
All over Buffalo, it's just one show opening after another. And so I did what I often do. I left town. I went to Denver, Colorado, unable to resist being among the first to see the Broadway-bound musical Disney's Frozen. Disney has, you know, once again, as they did with Lion King and Beauty and the Beast and Little Mermaid, they have turned Frozen into a musical. And if you've seen that film, you're wondering, how in the world are they going to do that?
There are things you can do in animation that I would say right now you can't do on stage, but...
Well, yes, you can. The advances in stage technology, and especially videography, the videography that enables Elsa to throw her hand and then the frost just swirls around on things. If you know the film, the moment when her sister Anna gets frozen while trying to save her life, but beautifully constructed, incredible to look at, very well cast. And I realized as the dynamic comes forward, it's trying to get into that little girl market. This will be a challenge to Anastasia, which is getting that market as Matilda did before it. Wicked holds strong. And of course, these two actresses playing Elsa, Casey Levy from, shout out to Hamilton, Ontario, which is where she is from. She has played Elphaba, and marvelous Patty Murin, who is playing Anna, has played Glinda. It will not be a threat to Wicked, but I think it'll be very, very satisfying to all these children who have seen the movie.
And we'll cross our fingers, and it'll come to Shays someday.
Oh, inevitably, and often.
Well, the Producers opened over at the Cavanocchi, and even though I wasn't there on opening night, it had a New York feel. The place was packed, the audience was pumped, the laughs were just rolling. It was so exciting, and everybody on stage, no matter how good they are, and man, we got an A-list. They were better than they usually are.
They were really wonderful. I would like to begin, though, at the beginning, which is the direction and choreography of Lynn Kurdzeal from Otto. There was a moment, the chorus girls come in, and everything is just going like a well-timed engine. And I leaned over to my companion and said, "Didn't you miss her?" Talking about the director choreographer Lynn Kurdzeal from Otto, you can just tell she's back working with Mr. King, the set designer. The costume changes happening off stage, the transitions between scenes, which happen magically before one scene's over, the other has begun. No time wasted as we fly through this musical.
If it's not sold out every night, I would be very disappointed.
Well, building up audience is always a challenge, but it deserves to be sold out every night. And Greg Jurich, as the director, just hilarious. Perfectly calibrated performance. So funny. Mark Sacco as his boyfriend and sidekick. Wonderful. Norm Sham and Brian Mislivy as Bialystok and Bloom. And Ariane Davidow as Ula. And so wonderful to see this marvelously talented actress cast appropriately and nailing it. It was very, very satisfying from beginning to end.
Well, for a completely different experience, you could head over to American Repertory Theater for one of ART's typically noir adventures, The Seamy Side of Life, basically Quentin Tarantino types on stage in front of you.
Yes, Mark Humphrey's roommates, which has a very good for a laugh out loud reversal right in the final moment. Is he going to get away with this? I will not spoil it. I enjoyed that.
You are truly evil, Mr. Chase.
That's one of the things we go to the theater to indulge.
Went over to Road Less Traveled for John. It's a four-hander, but there are other characters never seen who exert a tremendous influence on the action on stage, including, you do see her, a very creepy American girl doll. It's right up there with Road Less Traveled Productions. Fabulous set, great sound effects, and just sort of that slightly discomforting feeling that there's something going on stage and you're waiting for it to explode.
Okay, so that's a come on and a half.
Well.
And let's not forget, this weekend only, Loretta Swit from television's MASH at 710 Main Theater in 6 Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.